Welcome to Collaboration is Queen, a New World Women production. I'm your host, Dawn Morningstar, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Sean Vougeot, Mecca Page, and I have collaborated to co-create New World Women, a women's organization that shares profits with women to reward them for expanding their consciousness and nurturing themselves. Our unique offering supports women's self-empowerment and economic sufficiency, and it emerged out of a respectful, inclusive, co-creative process based on collaboration at every turn. And fun. Yes, there was lots of fun. The three of us are often overheard saying, collaboration is queen. We invite you to welcome more collaboration into your life, knowing that you don't have to do it alone, whatever it is for you. Dust off your crown and enjoy. And always remember, collaboration is queen. I would love to share a meditation with each of you. And Tammy is going to play harp while I'm doing this. So I am going to spotlight Tammy right now so that she... Let's close our eyes and take three deep and cleansing breaths way down into the lower belly. Feel a smile blossom onto your face when you think about something in your life that you'd like to experience, have, or be. Think of a dream of yours and allow your smile to expand. Feel gratitude that you have dreams, desires, and passion in your life. These are your inner longing for a greater outward expression of who you really are. Allow your gratitude to begin with what you already are and what you already have. Feel into this gratitude, placing your hands on your heart and feeling joy. With eyes still closed, gently raise your head toward the heavens and say from the deepest part of yourself, thank you, dear divine, I am grateful. Feel your energy rise as you float in the energy of appreciation, gratitude, and love. With another conscious breath, feel yourself fully present in your body. Wiggle your toes, gently sway, give yourself a hug. Open yourself to receive all that your heart desires, knowing that your happiness raises the happiness of others. This, my sisters, is how we create a new world, starting within ourselves and flowing ever outward to all that is. The words that I have spoken on our behalf are made manifest by our divine. So it is, and so it shall be. Shanti, 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 Aho, and blessed be. Now slowly open your eyes and see your sisterhood of the new world in front of you.
Thank you, Dawn and Tammy. Beautiful.
And thank you to our divine for giving me the words. So, Tammy Briggs, dear Tammy Briggs, we love you. We love you. I'll tell you a little bit about Tammy. Tammy is a therapeutic harpist and a peace activist. And after receiving her International Harp Therapy Program certification, Tammy founded Musical Reflections, located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, back in 1999. She's produced 15 CDs for relaxation and has written two books. Her newest project is fulfilling her dream of using her harp for world peace.
by founding Healing Harps for Global Peace and Unity. That's Healing Harps for Global Peace and Unity. And this is where harpists around the world play with love for unity, peace, and planetary healing. Through the vibrations of the harp, which we'll hear a little bit more from Tammy, the musical intention is to help you connect with your own inner peace so that you can radiate it out, bringing peace and calm to our world. Prior to Musical Reflections, Tammy co-founded a cross-cultural training company. She developed training materials for 35 countries and helped business people on 5 continents increase their international business success by developing their cross-cultural skills. She has lived and worked in Switzerland and taught American culture in Kyoto, Japan. Tammy has an MBA from the University of Missouri, Columbia, and she currently lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you, Dawn. I'm just delighted to be with you all. Thank you.
We're so grateful to have you here. So, the experience that we're about to have with you, it's a new offering of yours, right? So please tell us, give us a little background of how this came into being.
So it's new in that it's something that I'm newly offering, but it's been coming into its existence for probably 20 or 25 years. And this came about, I offered peace meditations for the U.S. presidential elections for probably the last 20 years or so, and they were in person. I had 10 to 15 like-minded friends, and we would come together on the presidential elections and sit in my living room. We would meditate in silence for the time, and then I would play intermittently to help us hold our vibration up and also keep us really focused. And then when COVID came along, we really said, well, we still want to do these, but maybe we should open them up on Zoom. And that has indeed been the case. And they're very powerful. They're very potent. And I'll say a little bit more about that in a little bit. But one of the things that's happened with these peace meditations is they've morphed and evolved into becoming thematic. So we've done them on women's rights, we've done them on gun violence, climate change, water equality, et cetera, et cetera. And in recognizing that they're so powerful, one day I was sitting at my harp and I had what I call a download, literally a message from spirit that came in and said, these meditations are really powerful. Why don't you do them for yourself? So I started on April 6th and I set aside an hour every day and I basically do my own little peace meditation where I sit in silence and just set intentions and let whatever is coming in and then play intermittently. And then later, probably around the 1st of May, I had another download that said, you need to offer these for other people if they would be interested. So I mentioned it to Dawn and Sean and Mecca, and they were like, oh my gosh, that would be so cool to do that as a luminary, and let's introduce it as Birds of a Feather Flock Together, and so here we are. So that was a long message of how they evolved.
Well, it's an important message because it's nice to see the origins of things, how they come into being. So when Mecca, Sean, and I, we were blessed to be able to come to your home and experience your beautiful harp in your home in person. And we did one of your manifestation meditations, and it was extremely powerful. We placed our meditations under the harp and really felt them. And then you explained how important it is to, and how effective it is to manifest from a very high vibration. And when you did that, it was really it really helped us to understand how being able to manifest from that higher frequency has better results than like out of desperation or whatever it might be, that we're trying to get something to happen and we're upset or whatever it might be. And so I'm very much looking forward to you sharing a bit more about the power and potency of these meditations and why adding the vibrations of the harp help with that process.
So the harp is a very high vibrational instrument, and part of what makes it so high in frequency is the strings are all open. It's the only stringed instrument that the strings are not dampened or deadened against a fret. And so these open strings, when they're played, especially when they're played with a high vibration and with the intention of being at a high vibration, then it's those vibrations that ripple out. And so it helps lift the frequency. It helps lift personal vibration and help stay focused. So I'll demonstrate all of this in a little bit, where we're going to actually give you an opportunity to do your own meditation, and we'll do it in silence, and then I'll play intermittently. So every time I play, you can come back to what you want to manifest and bring your focus and your own vibration up. And then Sean, if you want to share the slide, the second thing happened kind of by accident, and of course we all know there are no accidents, but on the equinox this year, March 21st, I was leading two different peace meditations just for the change of energy and change of seasons and so forth. And one of my friends started doing muscle testing about the group's vibration. And what she was doing is muscle testing with the fingers of O. And then it, when it's true, it can hold. And when it's no longer true, you know, you can't hold the O's any longer. And when you look at the O's, that's the infinity symbol. So what I think is really interesting is when she was testing our vibration, when it was holding, that's our infinity of the ripples that I'm talking about. And so the vibrational scale that she was using is what you see here. It's Dr. David Hawkins's work, and he's the gentleman that wrote Power Versus Force. Some of you may know about this book. It's it has a continuum of vibration in the back, and shame is at 20, very low, and then high enlightenment is 1,000. And 500, you can see 500 is love. So when we're holding our own vibration of love and peace in our heart, that's a 500. And according to Hawkins's research, the United States culture is about 280 or 290. So collectively, we've got a long ways to go to help amp us up even to get to love. So when I was doing these two peace meditations on March 21st, my friend that was testing them, we started at 710. And by the end of the meditation, we were at 890. So you can see, as a group, we were holding that frequency, that high vibration. There's been two other times when this same friend has been on. The second time, by the end of the meditation, we were at 990, so almost at the top. And then a couple weeks ago, we were in a meeting called the Global Heart Team. And the Global Heart Team, we had had a discussion about angels. And then she tested our vibration, and we were actually at 1111. And there's two things that are really interesting about that. One is angel numbers are 1111. So 1111 was literally angels. And that number is higher than what David Hawkins's research even was about. So what I found fascinating about when Grace started doing the muscle testing was I knew for 20 years these meditations were really powerful. And then when she started actually, you know, like being able to tell me like the numbers, it was like, okay, now I got it, Spirit. I know this is, you know, indeed the case. So I want to stop talking and actually move us into the meditation. So Sean, if you want to take us off of share, that would be great. And so what I would invite you to do now is connect to your own heart. Breathe into your heart. And really connect to that very core center place in your heart that is connected to all of humanity. And breathe love into your heart. Breathe love out of your heart. Breathe love into your heart. And as you breathe into your heart, that very core essence of who you are, I invite you to let whatever you would like to manifest come into your core. And breathe love into what you want to bring into the world. Thank you.
Touch something. Thank you. Thank you.
if we'd like to come back together. So maybe take a breath and feel how that feels in your body. And one of the things I didn't mention, but I do believe when we move into our very peaceful core, that is a beautiful place to manifest from. And that peace ripples out along with our askings.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you so very much. As we begin to return our attention to our group, if anyone would like to share what that experience was for you, please just unmute yourself and you can go ahead and share.
That was indescribable peace is what the words that come to my mind. I also have a question. How do you measure the vibrations? How do you know it's 1100 or 1000 or whatever?
So the muscle testing. So like, were we vibrating at 1000? No, because I can't hold it. Were we vibrating as a group at 900? Yes, because I can hold that. And then to get to the actual number, the specific number, 910, 920, 950, not quite 950. So somewhere between 920 and 950. Does that make sense?
It's just by the muscle testing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's the same thing that chiropractors use, you know, when they do kinesiology and you can, you know, resist or not. It's the same principle. It's just, and you can do this, you know, under your table. You can do it under your chair. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to be visible when you're doing it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Of course.
Would anyone else like to share what your experience is? If so, please just unmute yourself and share. Beautiful. I guess we're carrying that manifestation energy with us. Very beautiful. Thank you again, Tammy. And so, Tammy, I do have one follow-up question before we get into announcements and our raffle. Tell us why you joined New World Women and about the special offer that you have for us now, the one that is happening before you begin teaching your classes in New World Women Live. And tell us your website as well.
So I'll try to remember all those questions. I'm a little in the zone too, to be honest. You know, it's kind of like, oh yeah, that high vibrational place is kind of yummy to live in. So I joined New World Women because I was really attracted to Ready for Better. And that's the tagline of New World Women. And I believe New World Women is really a front runner in helping bring in the new earth and bringing in the divine feminine and changing from an old patriarchal system into the feminine. And to be in community with like-minded sisters and friends is wonderful, really, really wonderful. And when Sean, Don, and Mecca were here doing their manifestation meditation in person, I have to say I got a much deeper, broader sense of what you all are really about and what you're creating. And it warmed my heart even more than my heart was already warmed with the three of you. So it was really a magnificent experience.
Beautiful.
My website is musicalreflections.com, and I put this manifestation meditation on my website. It's under services, I think, is where it ended up. And I would like to offer New World Women a 20% discount off of the price that I'm asking, if anybody is interested. And my website is set up so that the price is the price. So if you're interested, connect with me and then we'll work out the money piece. I'm not too worried about it. And my email is TAMI, which is my first name, @musicalreflections.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And now we have a raffle drawing.
In my introduction, Dawn mentioned I have 15 CDs, and this CD is called The Healing Journey. It's my own compositions on the harp, so it's very similar to what I was playing most of tonight. I did play one familiar one, I believe. And I can either send the lucky winners the CD if you prefer that, or it's also available as downloads, so we can make whatever format you want, it will accommodate.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We have 17 wonderful women on the call tonight. And so I'm going to share my screen, and here's what we're going to do. So we use random.org for those of you who ever want to do drawings or anything. Very simple. So I just in the maximum number over here. So, So over here, if you can see that, I'm going to put 17 and generate. And it gives me the number 12. So then what I do, stop my share, I go to the gallery view, and I count on my screen, on my gallery view, with number 12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Alice Larson, you are the lucky winner of Tammy's beautiful Healing Journey CD. Congratulations, Alice. Thank you, Tammy, for giving that gift to Alice. It'll be beautiful. Okay, and then now we're going to just very briefly, we have a few announcements for New World Women. So we want to thank all of our founding mothers. We have 85
now.
It is at 85. Okay, very good. That's right. It just changed like overnight. So 85 founding mothers. We want to thank all of you so much for believing in our vision. And we have 15 spots left. If you resonate with the vision of New World Women, or if you just want to learn more, you can go to our website, newworldwomen.com/ founders-circle. And you can find that tab. If you just go to newworldwomen.com, you'll find the tab for the founders circle. If you want to learn more about how to do that, these are our luminaries. Aren't they all beautiful? Our luminaries here, and Tammy's right up here in the upper left-hand corner. So we thank our luminaries for beautiful teachings like what Tammy provided us tonight. And our New World Women magazine second quarter for 2023 issue is here. You can go to newworldwomen.com and scroll down a little bit, and you can register to receive the magazine, and it will take you right to the magazine that you can enjoy these beautiful teachings from our luminaries in the magazine. It's really a wonderful issue. And our next Birds of a Feather Together call is featuring Lori Ellis Young from Breath Logic. Lori is on the call tonight. So thank you, Lori, so much for joining us tonight. And we are very excited for your Birds of a Feather Together call, the logic and the magic. And we are also going, Lori is also going to be giving away some books, Breath is Life and Friendship, The Art of the Practice. So two lucky women on the call will win a book, one of Lori's gorgeous books. So we invite you Thursday, July 20th, 2023. So right now we ask that you just mark your calendar for Thursday, July 20th, 2023. And the registration link will be up on the website very soon. We want to thank you so much for attending tonight, this beautiful teaching and meditation. We want to thank each of you for joining us, and for those of you who are watching the replay, thank you so much for joining us. And we wish to show our heartfelt appreciation for Tammy Briggs, her wisdom, her musicianship, her heart, her love that she gave to all of us tonight. I know that I'm going to be listening to this replay more than once when I want to get into that manifestation spirit. And the replay will be available actually by the end of day tomorrow. It will be available, and we will be sending everyone who registered, so all of you on the call as well, will be receiving a link to the replay. So you can enjoy it as many times as you want. Yay! Please join us for next month's Birds of a Feather Together call on Thursday, July 20th, featuring Breath Master Lori Ellis Young, founder of Breathe the Change and author of the award-winning book, Breath is Life. Lori will share her wisdom in her presentation, Breath is Life, the Logic and the Magic. Registration will open soon, as I mentioned, so please be sure to check in New World Women's weekly connection email sent out every Sunday. And as soon as we have that registration available, you will see that in the weekly connection. Farewell for now, all of you beautiful sisters. Please place a word and its energy of blessing into our circle. Go ahead and unmute yourself and place a word of blessing into our circle. Thank you so much.
Peaceful.
Peace and abundance.
Peace and abundance.
Joy.
Joy.
Gratitude.
Delicious. Thank you all, and have a beautiful evening. Carry that peace with you. We'll see you next time.
Please visit newworldwomen.com to learn more about our exciting collaboration and how it can support you and other women in your life. We would love to welcome you into our first founder circle, which you can explore on our site. If you like Collaboration is Queen, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. Thank you, and remember to keep your crown ready so women can collaborate to create a new world for themselves and for our world, a world of love, inclusion, collaboration, and abundance.